some time spent this week, Senator, on a bill that deals with public employee pensions, and realistically, not just portions of them, but pretty much everyone in the state.
There was a lot of time spent on exactly that, on the pension funds across the state. And there, as I understand it, there's another bill that we may take up that also deals with a large number of those same retirement funds. The pension underfunded situation across the country, Missouri is not excluded, is pretty serious. When you look at the amount of pensions, public pensions that are underfunded throughout this country, it's in the multi-billions of dollars in any one of our states. That is a serious threat to undermine the financial stability of the state and of those pensions. I think if any of the public employees need to pay attention to that, need to pay attention to where their fund is relative to being fully funded. And fully funded is often debated as to whether that is 75, 85, 95. But the truth is, a fully funded pension is really 100% funded. Any of those other percentages are just ways to try to explain away the threat of an underfunded pension. So a lot of funds in Missouri have taken some steps, including additional contributions by the pensioners to try to boost those funds and move them back. Some of them are still seriously underfunded. This was an omnibus pension reform bill. I think it was put together very well. I would certainly support it. We were not able to bring it to a vote. I don't know whether the plan is to go back to that bill and try to resolve the differences, which were primarily concerning some of the St. Louis area pensions. We might go back to that. We might work on it further. We might take up the pension bill that is next on the Senate calendar and work on that. I'm not sure what leadership has in mind. I'm supportive of the reforms that are going to stabilize some of these pensions and secure the long-term retirement benefits that so many state employees are depending on. So I think we need to continue that work. Whatever compromises have to be made, we'll have to work through those. But I believe there is a serious commitment this year by the Senate to try to do something to address some of the serious pension underfunding that could seriously affect retirees in the future.
We saw a lot of this 10 years ago with financial collapse in 2008, where a lot of people's pensions, 401ks, were wiped out in an instant.
That's right. And the people that went through that, I think, would understand why this is a serious issue and why it was worth spending the time that we did on the floor and is worth spending more time to try to get this right.
And it's a situation where this isn't handout money. These are funds that people have paid into.
Yes. In most cases, the pensioners have contributed, more so in some than others, but have contributed to these funds. And so this isn't an entitlement situation. It's an investment that they've made and the state has made. I mean, state contributions make up a portion and sometimes a very large portion of these pensions. But that's exactly right. It's real money that is under threat whenever there's some kind of a failure of a pension system. We saw some of that just a few years ago at the federal level on some of the union pensions and serious cutbacks to what those benefits would be. When you are underfunded, you basically have two choices. One is to increase the level of funding, and some of the funds have done that. Some of the retirement funds have actually made that commitment. This bill included some of that. And the other is to reduce benefits. Those are really the two choices. There's a balance there that has to be struck, and this was a serious attempt to try to strike that balance for a number of public employee funds that are part of Missouri's retirement situation.
We saw also this week the Missouri Senate Appropriations Committee. There were several open items left on the work from the budget that's been sent over by the House. They've finished those. It looks like that will be on the Senate floor probably next week.
That's my understanding. We actually adjourned early last night. I say early. It was, I think, 6 or 6:30 p.m., but we could have gone later except that the Appropriations Committee needed to meet and needed to try to close those items out that hadn't been fully resolved so that the staff can work through all the budget and generate all the numbers and prepare all the reports so that we are able to take that budget up next week and pass it. The one obligation that we have as a legislature in terms of constitutional requirements is that we pass a balanced budget. And so that is a big part of every year. We continue to see significant increases in Medicaid expenses and others that make it more and more challenging all the time. It's a difficult situation when, you know, the state doesn't create any value, any dollar value. We only can take that from the economy and then redistribute it. We try to do that in a manner that makes the most sense. You know, one of my concerns with the budget, this year's budget is going to be over $28 billion in terms of all the funds that will be expended. Roughly half of that is simply a redistribution of income. It's taking from a taxpayer and distributed it to someone else who may not be a taxpayer. And it is a difficult situation when that much of your budget is simply taking from Peter and giving it to Paul, as opposed to building roads and bridges or paying law enforcement officials in some other manner, performing the duties that constitutionally belong to the state.